Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. I want to thank all of our loyal listeners for being with us this morning. Our program this morning focuses on the depth and meaning of a Catholic education. Our Catholic schools nourish the family, the school, the parish, the community to create a family environment. And our segment this morning is sponsored by Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I want to have a special introduction again. St. Bede School in Point Breeze is our featured school this morning. Kelly Maxwell is the principal. Bridget Kelly is the fifth grade teacher. And very special today because I'm the former pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, where the St. Bede campus is located. So I know both of these very important special guests here this morning. Kelly and Bridget, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Kelly, you were hired right as I was leaving St. Mary Magdalene Parish last fall. And Bridget, you and I go back the 5.5 years that I was there, first as the administrator and then merging the former St. Bede Parish, St. Charles Lwanga in Homewood, and St. James in Wilkinsburg to become St. Mary Magdalene Parish. And St. Bede School is on the St. Bede campus. So you and I go way back. But Kelly, I saw you there just for a couple months, and then I was departing before I started my duties in the Saints Joachim and Ann. So it's great to have both of you here in person and in the studio. I want to focus a little bit about St. Bede School. It has such a wonderful legacy. Over 100 years ago in the neighborhood of Point Breeze, which is near Squirrel Hill, in Shadyside area in the East End, St. Bede has been such a pivotal point of being a Catholic beacon of hope in that area. So, Kelly, would you introduce yourself to our guests and tell us a little bit about St. Bede School?
Yes, thank you for having me here again today. My name is Kelly Maxwell, and I was recently hired as the principal at St. Bede, so I stepped in the door in middle of August, a few days before school started last fall, and hit the ground running. So my path to education had many twists and turns. I always felt like education was where I wanted to be, but I didn't originally take that path. So when I graduated from college, I had pursued accounting as my career and went off to bigger cities to work in accounting firms at that time, but always felt that there was something missing. So I came back to Pittsburgh and settled down and started a family. And then a few years later, I decided, you know, education kept calling me. And so I went back to school and got my education degree. And my first job was with Oakland Catholic. So
right down the street from St. Bede. And then the feeder school.
Definitely. So we do send a lot of girls over there. A couple years after that, I jumped over Fifth Avenue and joined Central Catholic and spent, you know, 11 years over at Central.
That's another feeder school for the boys.
So.
And here you are. And it was a whole year ago that you started.
Yes.
And school just recently started this past Thursday, correct? So this is the first weekend that the school bells have rung and you're back in session.
Yes. Good. And it's great to have the kids back in the building and with the all the excitement.
Yeah. You have a whole year under your belt already.
I do.
It was a quick year. Wow. You're doing a phenomenal job there. Bridget Kelly, you have been a pillar of St. Bede School. You have a wonderful, interesting background. Plus, I want to say congratulations. You're also a Golden Apple Award recipient for this past year. I did mention your name on my show a few weeks ago. Yeah. So here you are in person. So a Golden Apple Awardee and a great pivotal part of St. Bede. Tell us a little bit about yourself because you have a wonderful background.
Well, I certainly have been around St. Bede for a long time. I will definitely own that. In my family story and my history really is pretty tied up in the parish itself. We joined around the early 1980s when I became a student there. And, you know, as you tend to do when you join a parish, you know, my mother's singing in the choir, running the CCD, my dad is on parish council. I mean, my brother's serving. My brothers are lifers, you know, students. So it really quickly was a community we were welcomed into with open arms, and we have never felt different a day since then.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful
place.
It's
your life. It's part of your life. It's not just work, but it's your
faith in
your life.
It's my community.
Your family. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And seeing you on the weekends, too, at the masses, too. And
being a part of the neighborhood, the parish community,
yeah.
Being able to worship with, you know, with the students. They see we practice what we preach. We don't just mm-hmm. say, pray the rosary, go to mass. They see us doing it. Yeah. So after I graduated from Pitt, I finished my master's work there, and I worked in special education actually for a few years before I got the call to come, and it felt like the perfect fit. So I am a part of the Catholic diocese and haven't turned back.
Now, St. Bede School, even though it's over 100 years old, when I was there, we did a major renovation. I did a nice stream lab, a renovation with a beautiful art studio and science room and Maker's room too. So Kelly, when you were walking in, you walked into a major new fresh start too, which was probably a nice start. Tell us about how did the first year go with you getting settled, moving down the street from Oakland Catholic and Central Catholic to St. Bede, for reflecting the past year?
Right. It was a big change going from high school students to elementary students, and I was quite nervous about it. However, the teachers embraced me, welcomed me, were a big support for everything that, you know, I was learning about St. Bede. And the students are just wonderful. You walk through the school, you know, they knew who I was. I might not mm-hmm. have known all their names, but they knew who I was. They're very friendly. You know, a lot of the kindergarten kids, you watch them. They held a special place in my heart this year. You watch them the first few weeks of school as they cry as they're walking into the building, but by the time they left, they had so much confidence and they were ready to move on. So the makerspace, the art room.
It's a phenomenal facility.
It's great.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful art teacher this year, and she's doing so much stuff with them. They're doing pottery and they're doing art shows, and we're getting 3D printers, and you know, they're collaborating together. The stream teacher, the art teacher, the science teacher. So there's a lot of projects going on.
That's great. Yeah, that was an old library there on the first floor of the building, and I remember it was in May of the year that we just finished the school year, and as the kids were leaving, the jackhammers were already starting, and they said, "Father, we'll have this school up and running in August." And all summer long, when I would be doing mass upstairs at St. Bede Church during the daily mass, you hear the jackhammers going and the driving and all the construction, the whistles, and sure enough, everything was clean and they opened up on time. It was phenomenal to see that space transformed, and it's an old building but modern now. With and you have to do that. You have to keep up with things, and Catholic education constantly is changing and growing. Bridget, I want to bring you in because of the nice renovations. You saw the Stream Lab and the maker space and the science. Even though you're up in stairs on the second floor of the fifth grade, but your students still utilize that. Tell us a little bit about how was that when that brand new space reopened that school year?
Oh, a brand new day. And one of the things that comes to my mind, I guess, over looking at the building is I could picture that building back in the 1980s.
Walked those halls, yeah.
I walked those halls. And I mean, technology that was yet to be imagined, we now have everywhere and every room. And that's one of the things I think that's so special about St. Bede is though we are always progressing, always looking to the future and fine-tuning, you know, curriculums and different, you know, opportunities the students have in the community, but we also stay rooted. We stay rooted in our traditions. We stay rooted in our message of Christ. You know, our traditions are valuable. So, you know, you're always continuing on, but yet you're always maintaining that core. You know,
absolutely.
It's a beautiful balance.
And we were talking earlier about the tradition of the school, and there's so many parents now that they're alumni. They went to school there, and now their kids are going to school there. And generations before that, grandparents and great-grandparents. And I was really amazed when I was pastor there at St. Mary Magdalene on just the rich tradition of how many multiple families that the kids who are there now, their parents and grandparents and great grandparents, the legacy continues. That's you don't really hear that too often, do you, Kelly? On that,
I saw it a lot at Central boys and their fathers and their grandfathers, but there are quite a few that are here at St. Bede mm-hmm. that, hey, my grandparents went here, my father went here, and we have quite a few coming this year as well that are students of former students. So
keep that tradition going. Mm-hmm. And just hearing about the first day of school just this past week, I remember, the bells are ringing and you see the parents letting go of the arm of their kids. And it's just that neat excitement. It's a fresh new start. Mm-hmm. So, well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus here with Father Tom Burke on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish. And again, I want to thank our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring this wonderful program. This weekend, we are featuring St. Bede School, which is located in the East End, the Point Breeze section of the city of Pittsburgh. And with me in studio this morning is Kelly Maxwell, who is the principal, and Bridget Kelly, our fifth grade teacher at St. Bede. And again, I was the former pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, which is on the campus where St. Bede School is. So this is extra special for me this morning because I know both of these ladies and very well familiar with St. Bede School, and it's a wonderful, wonderful gem in our diocese. We were talking, Kelly and Bridget, about the tradition of the alumni, that the students who are currently enrolled in St. Bede School, that their parents went there, their grandparents, great-grandparents. And it's such a nice, tremendous legacy that those traditions carry on. And there's a saying that St. Bede School alumni people, they're called beaters. Beaters, B-E-D-E-R-S, beaters for life. That even though they graduate in eighth grade, they don't really leave. I want to bring Bridget in. Can you kind of, because you're kind of like, you're a beater for life too. So explain that, because it's just something that you don't normally hear about.
I don't, and I hope other Catholic schools experience this, but I'm not sure if it's a regular routine situation. We have students who come back when they're still in high school on their days off, who visit, tell us what they're doing, and in the college, they'll come back and tell us about their academic endeavors, programs that they were accepted to. They come back, honestly, and show us pictures of their children. They come back and introduce us to their spouses, their significant others. They go out in the world and do so many great things, and they know we're so proud of them that, of course we care about them. The impact that they take out and make on the world, I think we don't underestimate that we were part of that. I mean, we were a little part of their journey, and they take it and go do great things in the world. They take the message of Christ into the world. They take that work ethic, they take the skills, and they run with it. And we run into students, not only they come to us, but when we see them, I mean, I get smiles, big hugs, and, they just a few weeks ago ran into, people at the zoo. I run into them in airports. I run into them literally on the Amtrak train, and we even this spring had a student come back. She is deployed in the military, and she's on leave between assignments and made the time to come to Pittsburgh to visit some friends. And we were on the list of places where she came to visit. I don't know. I mean, it's hard not to really be touched by that, that they feel that connection to us. So yeah, well, you can leave the bead, but the bead never leaves you.
No, and I remember when I was there, and I still go back because I still frequent the Squirrel Hill neighborhood, and just walking along Murray Avenue or Forbes Avenue, going to Starbucks, running into somebody or going into one of the local supermarkets or working out at the Jewish Community Center, the JCC, where I did gym membership. St. Bede people, all the beaters for life. They are literally everywhere. And like you said, you can run into them at the zoo, Bakery Square, downtown. They're everywhere.
Indeed, they are.
And they're still such a big focal point of that community. Kelly, you have that one whole year under your belt, and as you mentioned, being previously at Oakland Catholic and at Central Catholic, there's a long tradition of alumni there. Their families walk those halls too. So you probably saw this over this last past year of the legacy of the parents, and then starting a brand new school year this year of 2024-2025 school year, more parents and families are continuing that tradition. You want to reflect on that?
It's really nice to see that the families are taking this and, you know, want their children to experience the Catholic education that they received. And so the legacy of St. Bede going on for 100 years is something pretty special that families feel that my child has to go there. Even if they don't live in the neighborhood of Point Breeze, we have students that come from all over, but their families had experienced St. Bede, and they want their children to experience it. So it continues. And it's nice to see it at the elementary and middle school level. A lot of times you see it at the high school levels because that's just, you know, the tradition of St. Central in Oakland. Right. But St. Bede has that special atmosphere as well, that we're nestled away in Point Breeze, and it's a family, and that's how everybody feels.
And now that all the schools are no longer under the parish, but they're regional, so we get more opportunities. So there are families that don't live in Point Breeze or Squirrel Hill or that East End area, but because of the location, the wonderful location where St. Bede School is located, it's very easily accessible to Oakland, to Shadyside. So the families who work at the hospitals or the universities that might live in the outlying East End areas or are coming in from the Route 30 corridor, it makes it very convenient for the families to have their kids there if they work locally. Would you agree, Kelly?
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. And you see it. You have parents that work, and they, you know, they could go to a public school or they could choose another Catholic school. Mm-hmm. But because they experienced St. Bede, they want that experience for their family.
Absolutely. Now, Bridget, because you're a lifer, you're a beater for life, can you reflect on maybe some favorite memories, whether if it was growing up there, going to school there, or presently?
Yeah, I have favorite memories of it all. I mean, being a student there, I think the favorite memories focus on, like, your favorite teachers. You know, like, my eighth grade teacher was a pretty special lady, and, you know, different fun events. The talent show was always a really good time, and I vividly remember one of my younger brothers giving a stand-up comic routine. He was probably like 8 or 9 years old. So, like, those memories you carry with you. My little brother, I mean, of course, the Christmas programs. My other brother got to be Joseph. Big deal. We still talk about it. You know. But as an adult, as a teacher, as a faculty member there, the memories, and there are countless of them, really focus mostly on the graduations. Because you look at these, you know, young men and women, I mean, we are ready to send them off to high school, and you know, behind the scenes, know how far they've come, and you can still picture their little faces, how they looked in kindergarten and second grade and fourth grade, and you just know they are ready to go out there. You see the confidence in their eyes, and they're out there to build the kingdom of God. They're out there to do great things.
That must be really neat that you see a little youngster come in, preschool or kindergarten, and then see them transform, and you're now the fifth grade teacher, so they're kind of like the middle school, and then seeing them eighth grade graduate and they're maturing into young adults. That must be really wonderful to see a child grow.
It is an honor.
Literally.
Yes, it is an honor to see that happen. It is, and be a part of that, for sure.
And then they probably still stay in touch with you, too, your former students.
She's in college now. I was actually her confirmation sponsor. She was texting me last week because her brother got married. So, yeah, yes, they stay in contact in a lot of ways as they grow up.
Yeah. That is amazing. Now, Kelly, you're second year now at St. Pete's School. What are some of your hopes or dreams for the year?
My biggest hope is that the students have a wonderful year. We've made a few changes over the summer, some, you know, not as extensive construction work, but we're looking forward to it. And I want the students to have a happy, healthy, and wonderful school year.
Wow. How about you, Bridget?
I'm excited that we have a new theme that we just revealed, the theme of work hard, be kind. And we're going to really just focus a lot about that. Yeah, I'm excited for a new year. It's always an exciting time.
Work hard, be kind. I like that. That's, you work hard, but you also have to be kind too, right? Yeah. And start the year off right. 2024-2025 school year is up and running, right?
We're underway.
Here you go for another
day
school
three,
year. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Back to work tomorrow, right? Yeah, congratulations on that. Well, it's great to see you again and reconnect. And St. Bede School, again, is located in the Point Breeze section of the city of Pittsburgh in the East End, and great location. Kelly Maxwell, the principal. Bridget Kelly, the fifth grade teacher. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. As we mentioned, school is now up and running, so back to school, back to the fall routine right now. And in the Gospel of John, we are reading how the disciples of Jesus are faced with a vital decision, either to stay with Jesus or leave him. And this is concluding the what we call the Bread of Life discourse, which we have been reading throughout the month of August. And Jesus challenges the 12 apostles directly, if they're going to stay with him or they're going to go. And the Bread of Life discourse, of course, the Eucharist is the center of our faith. But Jesus reminds them that there's going to be tough decisions to follow him. And each Sunday gives us an opportunity to confirm our faith. Will we leave or will we follow Jesus? So let us renew our commitment to be like St. Peter, who stood up with his profession of faith. And if we follow Christ, we will always be free. And Peter states, "You have the words of eternal life, and the Eucharist nourishes us, guides us, gives us strength. It's kind of like a spiritual vitamin that gives us life." So let us say yes to following Jesus. And there's going to be times when we're tempted or we're distracted or distrayed that we want to fall away, but Jesus is right there to guide us on the right path. So let us be grateful. And as we start a brand new school year, let us stay close and be connected to Christ. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.